Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Hey, hey, happy Wednesday, Level Up listeners. Hope your day, night, morning, Thursday, whatever time it is, wherever you are, is off to an amazing start. I am actually just sitting here having some alone time this evening. If you guys have been listening to this long, you know that my husband typically does his, we call it guys group or men's group or whatever, once a week, and tonight is their night. So I love it for him. I love the three men that he is surrounded by on a daily basis, but in person on a weekly basis, and just the way that they pour into each other and help each other to grow and challenge each other. It's amazing to have that. So I hope that you have someone or some people in your life that are like that for you as well. So a little bit of a note that I wanted to go off on today to, it's just kind of been on my mind, and it's a trap that I myself have fallen into. And so I hope that you get something out of this. I hope that you learn something out of this. I hope that if this is somewhere that you're currently at, it opens your eyes and it gives you some direction of what to do about it. So here's the trap that I myself have fallen into, and sometimes still today find myself like getting into this cyclical issue. So let me just break it down and see if you can relate or not. This is specific to network marketing, but I think that you can apply this in many, many areas of life. And it's not necessarily the comparison trap, right? But it's very similar. So what this trap is for me is I will look at, let's say, a mentor of mine or a business coach of mine or someone that is further ahead of me in my current company. And while I'm not comparing my day, whatever, 7.5 years to their 10 years or their 20 years or whatever path we're on, that's comparison, and I definitely don't do that. But what I often find myself doing is thinking that I should be or I could be doing the same amount of work that they're currently doing. You guys, I'm not in the same position that they are. I am not making as much as they are. I have not had as much experience as they have. I haven't put in the work that they've already gone ahead of and before me to do. And so sometimes, definitely, you know, in the past a lot more, I've definitely come to grips with it a lot and recognize it and have that awareness now. So it's a lot easier to be like, whoa, stop doing that. But I would say, you know, before I would be like, well, you know, if they are only working their business this many hours, well, I should be in a place to only work my business that many hours. And, you know, if they no longer do this for their daily method of operations, well, then I shouldn't have to do that anymore for my daily operations. And here's the thing. I'm not where they are. Therefore, I am on a different path currently to hopefully get where they are, if that's the end goal. But it's not here right now. And so what I see often as I mentor people and kind of dig down into levels below me, and by below me, I mean they're making less or they've not had the 7-10 years of experience in network marketing, things like that. Not that they're below me as a person, so I hope you understand that. But I see them kind of starting to emulate my work ethic and my patterns. Now let me back it up. I still out-recruit most of my team every single month. I do a top 5 enroller in my team, and I am almost always in the top 5. That's not a brag. That's to tell you that I still am putting in work. And I do that because I want to be the leader of the pack. I want my team to do what I do. Rob Sperry says your team will do what you do well, a little. And your team will do what you do not so well or bad, a lot. And so I want to make sure that I'm still setting good habits and they're seeing good work ethic from me. That being said, I am very part-time in my business. I am not working my business even 30 hours a week, which would still be part-time, right? Like, let's be honest, it's probably more about 15 or 20 right now. Now, I would like to do more. I would like to have more time in my business, but currently in my team's flow, I guess, I'm not busy. They're not keeping me as busy. So that's why I'm still doing all the personal things, right? I'm still doing what it takes to recruit and to be in my top five of my team. But the other hours that I would love to be doing, it would be more of the mentoring and them connecting me with their network. That being said, you can't fall into that trap of watching someone who has been at this longer than you, who have put in the work harder than you, who have simply just walked the walk longer and harder and expect to be doing what they're currently doing. I have people all the time that say, well, I wish I could just come to your house and just sit and watch you for a day. And I'm like, well, you would be really, really bummed that you did that. I mean, we'd have a fun day, of course, but I don't do the things that I did when I was starting out. I don't do the things that I did when I was even stepping into this full time. So there's different levels and there's different parts of your journey. And what I would tell you is if you find yourself falling into that, first off, you need to become aware. You need to recognize it. You need to understand maybe if there's triggers around it or things that just start to get you into that. I'm going to say complacency, but it's not, right? Because I'll be honest, the people that I'm emulating and that I'm wanting to get to in our company, they're not complacent. They simply have already put in the work. I called Carrie Dickey, and if you've ever heard of her, she's incredible. I texted her a few months ago. We were getting local events going in Indy, and I was just calling leaders to see who I could get to come out here. And she called me and she said, you know, Erica, I love you. I adore you. And I will do anything for you virtually. But I've already put in those types of hours, and I'm just simply not traveling to do events anymore. And she'll go to our company events, of course. And I just said, good for you. You know, she said, when my friends were out camping, I was working. When my friends, and she's talking about in her younger years, were out, you know, down canoeing and doing all the fun stuff, I was grinding so that I don't ever have to do it again. And I said, good for you. You deserve that. You've earned that. I'm not there yet. Therefore, I need to go back to work. I need to make sure I'm doing the things that I should be doing. And my guess is that's where you are as well. Maybe not. I don't know who all listens to this, but you can't fall into that trap of, well, I see what they're doing and that's what I should be doing. You need to be doing what they did when they were at where you are currently. So if you don't know what that is, go and ask them. Go and ask your mentor. Come and ask me. Hey, this is where I'm at. This is where I want to go. What should I be doing on a day-to-day basis to grow my business? And again, you can relate these to other things in life too. Now, you know, in different careers, of course, in maybe your marriage, your parenting, right? I have friends who have, they're almost empty nesters. Their oldest is graduating in May. It is May, graduating at the end of this month. And they have two older kiddos in college. And then we all have another set of friends in the same group, and their kids are 2, 5, and 9. They are at different levels in their parenting. And so if the ones with the younger kids watch the ones with the older kids, they're like, well, I mean, they can just leave when they want, and you know, they have a lot more freedom. Well, it's because they already did the things they needed to do to create that life, to create the boundaries, to create the child who is trusted, who is able to be at home at 17 years old on her own. They already put in the work and the discipline and the hard. And so you need to go and do the work and the discipline and the hard so that eventually you can get to the freedom and the trustworthiness and the, I'm not doing that type of work anymore because I've already done it. So I hope that this helps you. And I hope that if you're stuck in that place where you just feel like, well, I shouldn't have to do these things anymore, If you're not where you want to be, then you need to go and do the things that you don't want to do anymore. So thank you guys for tuning in. And again, if there's things I can do for you, if you have a team and you want me to speak to them, if you need social media coaching, if you just have a few questions, my inbox is open. I respond to all my messages personally. Just don't try to recruit me to your company because I'm not coming. But anything else, my inbox is open. Marriage, fitness, nutrition, network marketing, business, Airbnb, entrepreneurship, like French Bulldogs. What else can I help you with? I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoisericadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.